Ash, you're in the hot seat today with the buttons.
I'm controlling them, and the podcast is starting now. I freaking love you, love you. Something
about you, about you. And all of the feels, it's magic for real. I freaking love you, love you. I just feel better when I sing.
I don't know.
It like releases endorphins.
It does. Guys, this is a monumental podcast in that it's not monumental because, like most podcasts we film, the first take we got into a terrible fight and erased it. And this is our post-makeup podcast.
Here we are.
Here we are.
We have good things to talk about.
I cannot.
Because it's October 30th.
I can't decide if this podcast is a good thing for us or a bad thing for us because we fight so much while making it. But we also, I feel like, talk about things we wouldn't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we did it. So it's either ruining our marriage or, which I like to think of it as the second way, it's helping us like fast track all of our issues and get through them because we have to be friends to podcast and it's our job to
so podcast. Would you say it's strengthening as the other option?
I feel like it's like put little like rockets on the back of our marriage and it's like zooming
us
through all the crap. And all the good things, but we just like, you can't not talk about the things if you are doing a talk show with your husband.
I'd say that's a good thing.
It may be a good thing.
I declare that it is.
It is. Guys, it is almost Halloween.
Yeah. So in honor of it almost being Halloween, I thought I would do what I do every year and wonder why the heck we celebrate Halloween. Because I know nothing about its origins. All I know is now it's a reason to get together, dress up in costumes, and on the night of Halloween, kids go around and get candy from strangers.
That is very accurate.
It is the weirdest holiday.
Here's the thing about Halloween. There are two schools of thought, I feel like. There's the school of...
because nobody celebrates it for the reason that we've originally celebrated for, which I'm going to read in a little bit. I mean, maybe some people do out there.
Here's the school of thoughts.
Okay.
You either... for the people who like Halloween, you're either on the lane of, I'm going to take this a really cute way and it's going to be like harvest and fun and children will like to visit my house, or
yeah,
there are so many people in our neighborhood who I feel like have taken it way too far. There's a house down the street that has dead babies all over it.
I think it has, it's from a show or something.
And the babies are eating each other. And the babies, if you look in the window, are hanging dead from the window frames.
I do not get it. Some people just love that. And that's just who they are. But that's just not me. It's so freaking weird to me.
Do their kids just get home from school one day and see what their mom and dad have done? Oh, fun.
Look, is this how mom and dad actually think? But this is the only day of the year that they can actually express it and not be like... shunned from society for it.
There's another house down the street that has Freddy. I haven't even seen the movie, but I don't want to see it just from what they've made of their house. It's basically like their house has been attacked by a serial killer and there's dead bodies and
there's
blood.
Like blood writing on the ceiling. Freddy, says like something, one, two, like Freddy's coming for you, yeah, or something.
And Freddy's there.
It's like the creepiest. It's
horrifying.
I don't get it. It's so weird. And that is what America does year after year. Nobody says anything about it.
Especially for a girl like me. I can't even watch Coraline without getting nightmares.
What's Coraline?
It's like a, it's rated like a PG. Cartoon. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this is where Halloween originally came from. Are you ready, Ash?
Pray tell.
This is straight from history.com. Halloween is a holiday celebrated each year on October 31st. And Halloween 2019 occurs on Thursday. Okay. The tradition originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a time to honor All Saints. Soon, All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain.
Okay.
The evening before, known as All Hallows Eve, and later Halloween. Over time, Halloween evolved into a day of activities like trick-or-treating, carving jack-o'-lanterns, festive gatherings, donning costumes, and eating treats, which is very different than like warding off ghosts by lighting huge bonfires and like honoring the dead or whatever.
It's almost like an invitation. Depending who you are, you're either inviting satanic creatures to come and have a festival at your house, or you're inviting harvest straw and gourds.
Celebrating
the harvest.
Celebrating. Not that we farm anything, but we'll just celebrate it because somebody out there is harvesting something this time of year.
The pumpkin patch makes me so mad.
Why?
They charge so much.
For pumpkins?
If you buy a normal pumpkin, it's a normal price, but they have like harvest gourds that are the white ones and the cute ones, and they're all just a gourd. It's not like it costs more to make them. They charge like $30 for a white pumpkin.
30?
Yeah.
That's how much my big old fat one was.
Because yours is a cheapie that no one wants.
The big huge one next to our front door?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're just profiting off of this crazy holiday that is a national holiday, Halloween, where you just dress up like whatever you want and go get candy. Like, it is the most pointless holiday.
Your story reminded me of something.
What?
You're always asking me what new sound effects I want.
Yeah.
And I was wishing, and I loved your story, and I thought it was very educational.
But yeah?
I was thinking a, like, snoring sound, like... someone falling like asleep.
if I'm droning on too long, you just hit the
or me
button.
Like I always tell historical news stories that you think are stupid.
Oh yeah,
not the one stupid. Where you did
day like this day in history. I'll just hit that button like
to I introduce love the this segment. Day in history.
All right, now for this day in history. Go ahead, Ash.
But I think it would add a bit of comedic flair.
It would
and it would make you maybe like this day in history.
Okay, segments. I'll replace the Zoolander quote that you hate. And honestly, to myself, it gets annoying after hearing it so many
it's
times.
It's too long. Here, listen, guys. Where is it, Del?
What?
Which one is it? What color?
I already deleted it. Oh. It's the gray one. It used to be a color. It's gone forever.
I love inside jokes. Love to be a part of one someday.
Just push one for you.
All right, thanks. Okay, do you got a story before we dive into the things?
I don't have a story. I have a fact.
Oh, good.
The fact... Here's the facts.
Make the noise before we have the button.
Oh, that's a cool segment. Here's the facts with Ashley.
The facts with Ashley.
Here's the facts.
Cool. The facts.
I'm writing that
with
down.
Ashley. Ooh.
No, I want it to be like, here's the facts with Ashley.
I'm Per Hapley, and these are the facts that Ashley is about to tell you right now.
What would you guess would be the number one children's Halloween costume this year, if you were to guess?
Let's see what movies are trending right now.
Ooh, you're thinking big.
It would be if I'm thinking like what the kids are into these
you're
days.
You're like Land Before Time.
It would be like a Air Bud,
Wishbone,
Brink, Johnny Tsunami, Blank Check.
Who was that girl? I loved that Disney show. She lived in space. Oh gosh, you guys will have to
Magic School Bus.
No, she lived in space. She had a
Miss
friend.
Frizz goes to space.
Hold on. Look it up on your phone really quick. Disney movie, Girl Lives in Space. It was right before Hillary Duff's time. Anyway.
Disney movie, Girl Lives in Space.
I'm not finding anything for Girl Lives in Space. Don't ask Siri. She literally cannot answer any questions.
Search the web for Disney movie, Girl Lives in Space.
That's not the name. She won't understand.
Xenon?
Yes!
Girl of the 21st Century?
That one.
Take it back. Siri does know a thing or two.
There you go. That was our segment, Asking Siri a Question.
There we go. Write that one down too. Let's ask Siri a question, shall we?
Asking.
Another segment for the podcast. Okay, anyways.
The thing about our segments.
I guess like Fortnite or Mr. Beast merch or...
You are not in the mind of a child.
I don't know. Okay, what is it?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Is there like a new Spider-Man out or something? Or is that just like a classic character that kids are still loving?
It's just classic. You know what I think it is?
What?
Parents are like, what do you want to be for Halloween? And maybe the kid will be like, I want to be a Fortnite person. And the parents are like, what is that? And then they're like, do you want to be Spider-Man? And then the child says, who's Spider-Man? And then the indoctrination begins.
Maybe.
One generation after
I guess there
the
are
next.
A lot of superhero movies out, and I've never really been like a huge fan.
Yeah.
Ashley is actually an unfan. She dislikes them a lot.
I just think they make your kids violent.
You think?
As a kindergarten teacher, I enjoyed the children who were obsessed with superheroes way less than I enjoyed the children who weren't. Is that a nice way of saying it?
That's probably the most nice way to say that.
They were just more violent, okay? They were just more violent.
Yeah.
And maybe it was the children who had way too much superhero exposure. It just made it hard to be in a classroom with them when they were trying to kill everybody.
Huh.
So, do you want the number two? It wasn't a girl costume. It was the Avengers.
The Avengers. There.
It went like Spider-Man, the Avengers, a witch, a dinosaur, and then it was Frozen characters.
Huh.
Huh.
Well, okay. We didn't make any of those. But we do have cute costumes. Did you guys see the vlog, the costume reveal? If you haven't seen it yet, go check out either Facebook or YouTube. Search Dashley's 2019 Halloween costume.
How do you feel about your Halloween costume? I picked it out.
You did good. And it's like better. I like the little ropes.
It's surprising how manly a Peter Pan costume can be.
It looks good. And I should have more green clothes.
You should. You look like really it. Good. Like we green. Only have blue for you and we should go green.
Let's get some more green shirts for me.
It did good things for your complexion.
It did.
It did. How do you feel more importantly about Luna's costume?
Sweet angel from heaven, rainbow.
Luna appropriately was garbed in a rainbow.
Yeah, she's a little angel rainbow dog, and you have to go look at Instagram. By the way,
she's so lucky.
Luna and Dash almost have 10,000 followers on
Luna
Instagram.
Luna and Dash are growing faster than we ever grew.
They are.
Damn it.
That's so funny. As soon as they can have swipe up links on their stories, you can get swipe up links on your stories once you have over 10,000 followers. We can just, like, Luna and Dash can just send people to what they've been reading lately on the internet. The possibilities are endless.
We want to make this highly satirical. Like, highly.
What should they be reading? It's like a puppy's daily or something like that.
The good news of the morning. Good news today.
Dash just, like, okay, we'll come up with more like
new their favorite
we'll round
pet
out
products.
Their personalities and really let them shine through the Instagram stories.
Oh, Dash was a zebra. Essentially, we ordered from Target the two costumes they had left because we were really late to it, but they fit them beautifully.
They do.
Truly beautifully.
And our theme for all the costumes, if you saw them in the vlog, you already know, it's Disney theme.
Because we too were late to the show and all of the...
We weren't that late. We planned on having a Disney.
Yeah, but
we
like,
didn't get the number one Disney choices, but we wanted to go with the Disney theme.
I'm happy with it.
My Peter Pan probably would have fit a little bit better if we ordered it from the Disney store and not China.
Yeah, yours was the China one.
So my tights are a little too tight and they don't go above my butt. So we're going to cut the feet out. And I'm just
wait. Tell them the story of the tights.
I mean, everything else fit perfectly, but
no.
The what
you're telling it, that was a good story. I enjoyed it.
Everything else about my costume. That's what I meant.
I meant how you threw.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker. You'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Threw them away.
Oh,
and then how you threw all the meat away on top of them.
Okay, so I was I threw the tights away because I thought that I was going to be proactive and go buy some new tights that fit me. But because I ripped the crotch and they don't pull above my butt because they're way too small. So I was sagging. Like
you were
Justin
like
Bieber.
Lil Peter Pan.
Yeah, Lil P. Lil P. Or Wonderland. Like
O-N-E?
Yeah.
Capital O, capital N, capital E, lowercase dir.
Wonderlands with a Z.
Wait, the O-Neater?
Lil Pete featuring Wonderlands.
That's too.
My rap. So, yeah. So anyways, But I didn't go and get green tights, so it's the day before Halloween as of this recording, and I figured, man, I need my green tights from a Peter Pan costume. So I went and dug through the trash.
On trash day.
It just so happens that we bought a Traeger recently, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit, and I happened to have thrown away a lot of raw meat,
like
gloves and juices and products, and
multiple.
I just had to dig through those to find my shorts, my tights, my
all
green
of,
tights.
All of the meat groups, fish,
okay,
chicken,
I just want to declare
pork,
that
beef.
I only... It was pretty nasty digging through the bags, but the bag that my green tights were actually in was before we got the Traeger. So that was clean. My hands just got a little nasty and I immediately washed them with dish soap for a very long time.
I I don't touch gross things. I would never have done that.
I'm very finicky about my hands touching gross things in general.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
Like doorknobs and stuff.
Yeah, but you reach into the garbage disposal.
Well, it's not that nasty.
No, you don't like human germs.
I can temporarily handle it if I know that there's a sink nearby that I'll wash my hands at immediately afterwards with dish soap or something strong. But like out in public or when I'm about to go eat something, like I always like open the door with my foot or with my elbow or like leaving the bathroom, I'll just do it with a paper towel, as you should. Not like a creepy Howie Mandel person who like shaves my head because I'm so afraid of germs.
I think he's just bald.
No, he shaves it because he doesn't even shake people's hands when he meets them.
Well, I feel like hair would protect you from germs by keeping it from touching your head.
No, I guess it's just a thing that he has.
Just likes to be really clean.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No idea. I meant like you're not afraid to eat or touch rotten food.
Right. I mean, like I'm next to the sink, I know I'll be able to wash my hands, but like out when I don't know where the bathroom or something. Yeah. It's like, I'm a little more cautious.
You are.
And I always like traveling in airports and stuff. I always have like hand sanitizer in my backpack.
Do you want to know the grossest thing you could ever touch?
What?
A gas station handle.
Why?
Because everyone touches it and no, it never gets washed.
You don't think they wash them?
No. Have you seen a gas station bathroom?
I have seen the gamut. Some are lovely and clean, but most are not.
All I'm saying, if they're not washing their bathrooms, they're not washing their gas pump handles.
Yeah, that's why we have hand sanitizer in our car. And I always use it after we pump the gas.
Okay, well.
Unlike Georgie. Georgie is like me, the kind of sensitive about things touching your face, you know? Mm-hmm. Just like sensory sensitive and noise sensitive. Like George hates the vacuum or when the blender turns on. I just bless his heart so much.
He is your son.
I love him.
He's gonna have like going hiking, life.
Going hiking. I mean, sometimes he stomps in puddles and loves it, but other times he like sees the mud and he like walks around it. He doesn't want to stomp in the mud.
It's a running joke in our family that he was meant to be a member of the royal family.
Like, yeah.
He accidentally came to us, where he could have lived such a posh life.
Sweet angel. Now he's child. With us. I love him so much.
Big things have happened in our home.
Are we transitioning?
We are. This is a pivot.
Okay. Pivot.
We're leaving Halloween.
Bye, Halloween.
Well, first of all, should we talk about book club?
Sure.
Okay. So book club, if you may know, we've done one episode of book club. Uh-huh. We're reading this book. It's really great. We really like it. However, it's
a real snoozer.
Tinder to the flame, and it's also a snoozer. So I think we're gonna forego doing whole episodes for the book club. And we're going to just talk about it as we will during the podcast for a period of time.
Maybe a small segment.
Maybe a small segment in between Let's Ask Siri a Question and Ashley Has the Facts. The facts with Ashley.
Okay.
We tried to do episode 2 of the book club.
Failed miserably.
We ended up getting into one of the bigger fights of our marriage.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of the more funny things that we are trying to like read this marriage book and share it in a public place,
yeah,
on this forum. And we literally can't, because every time we try and talk about this book,
we fight about our marriage.
In terrible, terrible fights.
Well, I've just had a major breakthrough.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
I guess briefly.
Okay. Well, I will allow that briefly. As I am in the captain's chair.
Are you deciding what I can and can't talk about today?
No.
I've never been emotionally sensitive or emotionally intimate, mm-hmm, with anybody, mm-hmm, since my dad died when I was 8. Shut off my emotions because I never wanted to get close to somebody. If for fear of getting hurt again if I lost them, or I don't want anybody to get close to me in case I had to leave. Like when I moved away from Meeker, Colorado to Utah, and I made my best friend cry, and I just felt so bad. And those are the two traumatic things of my childhood that kind of shaped my, just my emotional closed offness in general.
It's funny how something like so little, like saying goodbye to your best friend.
I went to therapy yesterday and really learned a few things. So basically he taught me about how friendship is based on emotional intimacy, and that it's so important to identify and put names and words to your emotions and not just let them linger and stew and eventually burst out as anger. And so he had me buy these cards on Amazon. They're called Mixed Emotions. And it's basically just a card with a lot of different emotions on it. And he told me to take the cards and as many as I'm feeling, just draw them and lay them out. And then you just write about them. So I'm just going to write about all the different emotions I'm feeling. And he said to bring that next time. And we're just working on putting words to my emotions. And just learned about being emotionally in tune with Ashley and to respect somebody's emotions. Doesn't matter if you understand them or not. Doesn't matter if they make sense. Doesn't matter if you think they're the right emotions or not. It just matters that you respect them and validate them, because validating people's emotions is validating and respecting and honoring the person, because they're their emotions and you can't control them or do anything about them. So to respect the emotion is to respect the person, and to respect the person is to respect their emotions. Listen to them, validate them, affirm them, and care about them. And basically, he gave a quote like 85 or 90% of problems are solved by just listening to somebody and validating their emotions. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I think it, like, I've studied you a lot, like our marriage, like, not in a weird way, just like we would get in a fight or something wouldn't go wrong. And I would just kind of like try and figure out why. I'm like a big person studier. I try and like figure them out. Yeah. And I like thought I had.
Nail that down?
No, I thought I had figured out all your triggers. Like triggers are just like someone says something that maybe normally wouldn't cause a big emotion, but like everyone has these triggers based on whatever that like, it's kind of like an uncontrollable, like emotional eruption that happens when like something small happens that triggers like a past memory or a past feeling or like a time when they were super uncomfortable or super, super shamed or super sad or super scared. And I thought I had figured out all of yours, and I did not think that like a trigger for you would be like someone else or a child, like, or your child or me, like needing you or if, like wanting to connect with you on a deeper level or wanting or like being dependent on you. It makes so much sense. And like, I don't think it's wrong or anything. I think it's super helpful to like, for you to discover that and for me to discover that. And now we can work on it.
Yeah. And so basically I have learned that the movie Inside Out
yeah.
makes sense to me now. Why sadness and joy are intertwined. I used to agree with joy at the beginning of the movie, like, get out of the way, everybody. We're supposed to just be feeling joy all the time. And if we're not feeling joy all the time, then something's wrong. And I like her, I just thought sadness had no point, just happened to be there and try to keep it in a little circle
because,
out of the way.
Like when but your dad
I
died.
Now realize that sadness is a good thing because that means that you've felt joy, and joy is a good thing that because you have actually felt sadness before, and one can't exist without the other, and they work hand in hand. I used to think that sadness was bad. Sad was bad. But sad is good. And like, I'm so glad that I was sad when my dad died, because that means I connected with him while we were alive. And I used to think that I don't want people to be sad if I ever left, because I don't want them to be hurting or something. But
like
I
how
just,
you felt.
But now I'm like comfortable like saying, I hope people are sad when I die, because that means I truly connected and helped them and provided value to them in some way while I was alive. And like being vulnerable to sadness means that you're also opening yourself up to experience joy. And that is like life. That is feeling those things is the purpose of life. And that's what makes life full, is feeling sadness and joy. And you can't have complete joy without being vulnerable to sadness.
Right.
And,
it's crazy what like a child, like how survivalistic, if that's even word, like, your brain is. It just wants to not feel.
And these are all things happening beneath this conscious thought. My whole life, I've never thought about this stuff. I'm 28. All this is going on beneath, like, without my brain actually, like, without me being aware of it. It took the therapist 30 seconds of me talking for him to realize it's clear to me. Light as day. You are not emotionally intimate with your wife. Probably haven't been emotionally intimate with many people since your dad died. You need to learn emotional intimacy. You need to learn to put words to your emotions. You learn to express your emotions.
And accept others.
And accept other people's emotions and learn that it's okay and emotions are important and learn to validate others' emotions. And your wife needs to validate your emotions and you need to learn how to do that. It's like a volleyball back and forth. You can either turn towards your partner or turn away from them. And he's like, there's a buoyancy there. You'll still have emotions. You'll still get in arguments, but there's like a buoyancy that carries you through when you learn the art and the skill. He said, it's a skill. It's not just something that comes in marriage. Boom, you're married. All of a sudden, you know how to validate each other's emotions and communicate effectively. Like, nobody teaches you this stuff, which they should. You should learn this in high school. You should learn this in junior high.
I think you are coming into it with a handicap, though.
Yeah, and I'm working on that.
No, too. Like, what not in mean? A mean way. Like most people don't shut down, like, at the age of eight. Like most people don't, at the age of eight, subconsciously decide they don't want to be loved. And they don't want to love other people to save themselves from hurt and to save other people from being hurt by them.
I had no idea that's what my brain was doing.
No, I said subconscious. Like most people, so it's like a big hill you have to climb after, like,
I just now. I feel like I've gotten a huge start already. It's just like this morning I was stressed. I just laid down. I just told Ashley, I'm feeling stressed and anxious right now and I need to go to the gym. And she was like, okay. And I did. And I just did Dallin for a little bit and I did what I needed to do. I came back and I'm 100. I'm 100 right now. I'm just taking care of myself and like putting words to my emotions. Boom.
On a podcast.
On a podcast.
Where were we getting? Oh, you want to? Sorry.
No, I'm just going to wrap it up basically saying it's just, I feel really good.
Yeah.
It's just a big, I just feel like my whole life makes sense.
I didn't think you'd want to talk about this, but I'm glad. I think it's good to talk about.
Does everything make sense, what I've been saying?
Uh-huh. I feel like your whole, like, the trauma wrapped around your dad's death is kind of like, not like it, but like how I don't understand it, but I'm like, whatever you need is kind of like, I think how you probably felt about my postpartum journey, where you just didn't understand it and you didn't relate to it. And you couldn't really fathom the depths of it. But you were just kind of like,
well, I wish, oh, okay. I respected your emotions more.
No, I wasn't. This isn't like a bash. You, I was saying, like, I feel like I don't understand it. Like, you don't understand that.
You're just doing a better job of accepting my emotions right now.
I wasn't getting at that. I wasn't trying to say that. I was just saying it.
Okay.
It's like something I've never experienced. Like, you would never experience that.
Right. And I never have been a super, like, I don't know
what to say growing up.
At least I don't know if I do. Maybe I'm a super anxious mess. I don't think I am though. But like, you have anxieties that I don't relate to, but, and you've had postpartum and things that I never related to and didn't get, but like, yeah. So it's the same thing.
Different, obviously.
And but if, like, there's ever a third baby, like, I will be so much more accepting of your needs and like, I've just come a long way at understanding, basically, to respect the person is to respect and honor and affirm their emotions. You don't have to agree. Big difference between agreeing and validating. Validating is basically like, if I were playing this person in a play or like a movie, I was to put on their shoes, like, I would feel the same way, you know, basically. If I were in your same situation, in your same circumstances, in your same upbringing, I would feel the exact same way, is basically what you're saying, and nothing more. When you can say that, and that's total validation, like, wow, you're respecting me as a person, even though you don't understand my emotions. So, yeah. Thoughts. And so, Ashley and I, hopefully, if you are, you're coming with me next time?
Maybe.
On Tuesday?
The last time we went together to a therapist, we just got in a huge fight. I like...
That guy just...
don't like fighting.
It's just, this guy is freaking on the ball. Like, I feel like our first one... I mean, there, you got to find the right one that you drive with, you know? And the first one, I don't know. And so I'm not just going to make a lot of assumptions on a public forum like this. But this guy is legit, like, on the ball, super smart, and knows his stuff. Did he have stuff
planned for you?
Who?
The new guy?
Yeah. Like he listened to me first and then he just knew like exactly what I needed to hear.
I just don't like going in and them being like,
Oh, he definitely had things planned.
What do you want to talk about today?
No, he knows. And he gave me homework and we have things planned for next time. He like wants you to be there too.
Yeah.
And he's super cool. He's a cool guy.
Cool.
He said he wants to learn all about what we do too. He's like, maybe we can trade.
Oh, does he want to do like a YouTube video?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
We're
all about trading.
We should have him on our podcast. Maybe not.
Dallin's therapist visits.
Awkward.
A chat with Dallin's therapist.
No, there is a podcast though. Well, I forget her name, but it's like a therapist, a psychotherapist whose podcast is Dax Shepherd interviewed her. Her podcast is her couples therapy sessions. The couples are willing to be recorded in their actual session, and that's her podcast.
I need to listen to that.
It's what's her name? She's super smart.
I don't know.
It's
here. I'll introduce the next segment.
You'll introduce the segment. I'll look it up for you guys in case you're interested in listening to that podcast.
Okay, guys, we have a marital dispute going on in our house right now.
Uh oh.
That's right.
No way. We never have those.
We're getting a new couch, which is a whole nother story. I think we picked it out. We showed all of the options in our last vlog and we're just getting like the final one picked out. Here is the thing. With this beautiful, large, new, comfy couch in our upstairs living room, we cannot decide if we want to do a TV up there in our main room or no TV.
That is a good question.
I cannot.
It's not really a dispute. I see both sides very clearly and I'm still deciding myself.
Here's what
I'm not super hard for the TV, maybe a little bit more. I believe in the fantasy that the kids can just know that it's not a TV, but it'll definitely be turned on when the kids are around eventually. And then George is always going to want to watch it while we're eating dinner. And we don't want that.
I have nothing against TV. I watch TV and love it. And if I were to create my own perfect world, 80% of my time would probably be watching TV. No, like a hard 40%.
Mine would be a lot more than I currently do if I just...
It would be like when I was pregnant with George, I was just home alone with Luna and we went for a walk and then we watched TV and then we took a nap and then we woke up and we made some food and we went for a walk and we came home and watched TV and then we napped. It was like literally my perfect lifestyle having the schedule of a small dog. Yeah. That is why I am so against it. Because
more evidence that you're a creepy dog lady.
Because deep inside me lives lazy Ashley and I have trapped her there. And if I have a TV upstairs, I know like my greatest struggle every day will be not turning the TV on to make my life easier. Like if it's available for me right there.
You haven't even said this one.
That's my biggest one.
You don't want to be a lazy TV watcher more than you already are?
Or like if my kids want to watch it, or if my kids are having a hard time, or if they're being grouchy at the table, it's so easy to just turn on the TV and they turn into angels. Zombie angels.
That would be very tempting because like...
We would do it
more.
They
just eat, they don't complain, they just watch the show, put food in their mouth. Here's the downside of that. Ralphie, simply on purpose, said kids are 30% more likely to be overweight. They watch TV while eating.
Dallin and I were both overweight as children and I ate every meal in front of the television.
You did?
Yes. Did you?
I didn't.
At all?
Me and my brothers did like to eat food in front of the TV.
Not every meal,
but
that was like, we ate dinner.
Whenever we could, we would just bring plates in there. But we had a dining room too. And we had like
nothing against it.
Table.
It's my... Favorite thing at the end of the day is waiting till my kids are asleep, finally making my dinner, and then sitting in front of the TV and watching it. I crave that moment all day. And I don't think I could do it. And Dallin's more like, I'm going to sneeze, Dal.
Esther Perel. That's her name. Esther Perel. Estherperel. Esther Perel.
That's the psychiatrist.
That's the podcast where the psychologist or the couples therapist talks with actual couples and their session is the podcast.
Right. Dallin's the optimist of our family and he thinks that we can easily strike a balance.
Look, if we're willing to drop a couple grand, which we're not, we could get that Samsung TV that mimics what the wall is behind it. And it looks just like
white?
Just like the wall, you know, it's just white, but it's cooler if it's like a brick wall behind it or something. But I mean, there are TVs that just like you can put up like a picture, you know, and it kind of looks like a picture. But I don't want to spend that much on a TV. Target has some that are just like a couple hundred.
If I had the personal self-control of like my sister or anyone else who could be like, nope, we don't watch TV until Friday, then I think it would be super great.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can do that.
So you think that you think we would watch it a lot more if it was up there, or would we just snuggle up on our new couch that we get instead of downstairs sometimes after the kids are asleep?
I don't know.
Or like if you're hanging out by yourself or I'm hanging out by myself, we can turn that one on, play music or have a show on while we're like cleaning or vacuuming or something.
Oh, I know. A grown-up Ashley loves the idea of it.
Yeah.
But Mom Ashley, who has two like TV lovers as children, and then I'm like, why do I care? They're just me. Like, they just want what I want. Uh-huh. We could all be so happy if I just stopped caring.
It's true.
It's the great struggle.
So I see both sides. It's not really an argument. It's more like we're deciding on this right now.
It's not an argument. It's more like, well, I mean, like, you're for it, I think. I'm looking at TVs every time I come downstairs.
I'm probably more for it than against. I am more for it than against, I'll say that. But I understand the potential downsides.
Yeah.
I do.
Yep.
The other option is just put it in our room.
But our couch will be so nice.
I know. And all the windows around our living room and the fireplace under the TV.
That's what I think.
In the winter.
The ambiance.
Just the snow's falling outside and we just snuggle up on our new couch with a fireplace on, watch a show. Is tempting.
It is.
There's something about having just the TV on that's not down in the basement, just kind of up there with the ambiance of all the windows around us and stuff.
Oh, I know. It's great. It's probably going to happen because while I am weak, I'm also weak at like stopping my kids from watching a million hours of TV.
Uh-huh.
I'm also weak at deciding on the best things for myself.
Yeah.
Would having a TV be the best thing or not having a TV would probably be the best thing. And I probably would.
I think we will just exercise self-control and it could just be a flat rule that George doesn't watch TV up there, only watch TV downstairs like at the end of the day. Like we do currently, or when we need a quick babysitter for something. And I think if we just keep our quick babysitter rule / only at night, whether it's upstairs or downstairs, it won't really be an issue.
No mealtimes.
No mealtimes at all. Nope, nope, nope. And he might put up a fuss for that at the beginning, but...
No mornings. I think we're getting really good at it's just like for a 20-minute thing right when James is going down or at night.
Yeah.
I think we're kind of in a groove with that.
I think so. And I think that we can keep it up with a TV up there. Okay, we're getting one. Next topic.
Wait, I haven't agreed.
You haven't?
Uh-uh.
I thought you did.
Maybe. The thing with me is like, I'm like, no. I can like put a big roadblock up, but Dallin usually just gets it. And then I'm like, oh, cool. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
When it shows up at our house. It's probably already on the way.
I already ordered it.
You probably already have a Shipt shopper ordering it.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
You really do?
No, I don't.
Oh. Okay.
Have I debated it? Yes. What else, Ash? We got a Traeger.
Yeah. This is like the thing, the podcast about the issues, the news, and the things.
Issues, news, and the things. So we bought a Traeger. Well, actually, we partnered with Traeger.
Dallin loves his Traeger as much as I love trees.
So I knew
trees.
That I would love Traeger so much, and I love that they're a Utah company, and my friends who have them just, and all of you guys, because we talked about it in the end of a podcast saying we wanted a grill now that we finally have a house, which one should we get? So many of you guys recommend a lot of different things, but the most glowing recommendations were for Traegers. And I was like, wow. So I looked into them and I reached out to their marketing department. I was like, what's up, you guys? We would love to like put you on our Instagram story in trade for a Traeger. And they were like, oh, totally. And which made me so excited, such a win. And I'm just like, so grateful. And so they sent us a Ironwood 885.
Okay.
And man, it is a beautiful thing. So you got to go check out the Instagram story if you haven't seen it yet. I saved it in our highlights because I would have done this whether or not they sponsored us, which are my favorite sponsors to do. And usually the only ones we take.
People ask all the time why we vlog, and I think this is going to be Dallin's new answer. Because we can get a Traeger.
It's so fun. Like, Gosh, and so many of our audience loves Traegers and smoking and grilling too, so it's just this perfect example of a win-win situation.
My best friend Shamra, she was just visiting our house. She now texts Dallin more than she texts me, except they're texting these like...
I just send her pictures of what I grilled.
Their reactions would be like if someone was looking at like a dirty picture or something where they're like, oh, like they gasp. But it's really, they're just sending each other like meat recipes.
Yeah. We're convincing Ashley's friend to get a Traeger too.
Dallin's life right now is like that Very Hungry Caterpillar book where it's like on Monday he had one salmon.
On Saturday he ate through 3 cupcakes, 1 strawberry, 2 pieces of pie, except 1 ice cream cone.
Except it's all meat. Like you had
1 slice of tri-tip, 1 brisket, 1 salmon.
Yeah, what have you made in the space of 4
days?
So
day 1 we made salmon.
Right.
Amazing. Which day 2 we made chicken.
Making salmon.
Ashley hates salmon. Did you like the salmon though?
It was okay, but when you wash the things
compared to other salmon that you've had.
Dallin left the leftovers. That's all I was asking. The leftovers were in the fridge, which is fine.
But talk about, did you actually like, compared to other salmon that you've had, how was it?
It was good.
For being somebody who doesn't love salmon.
It was better than bad salmon. I just don't like salmon. Okay.
Well, what about the chicken on day 2?
Every time I eat salmon, I just think to myself, I could never eat this again and it would be a good choice for me.
Yeah, she's not a fish lover. I loved it so much. It was so good. And then chicken?
The chicken was good. It got fatter than it started.
It's just hard to describe how juicy and like the flavor. It's just something I've never really experienced before in my life, just how good that tasted.
Yeah.
And I wasn't prepared.
Fatter is the wrong word.
I was overcome.
It didn't get fattier. It just, the size.
Thicker, juicier.
It was thicker than when it started.
I've never seen chicken grow when you cook it.
Grow in size.
But it was just this thick, juicy, yummy chicken. Wow. And then.
The next day.
We made ribs.
Was it the same day?
It was day 3, literally. We made ribs. Maybe there was some days.
The ribs was a process.
The ribs. Yeah, that was a long process, but well worth it because those things are so good.
And then the next day.
And the next day, we made tri-tip.
And what are you making today? More
chicken. For your mom.
Yeah.
Ashley's mom found out we got a Traeger and she brought over a whole Costco bag of chicken. Like, please cook these for me.
That's Dallin's job as soon as we are done podcasting.
Which I'm fine with.
I can't believe it's 4:00 already.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The day's flying. We filmed the mail vlog today.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, if you guys have any questions, let me know because I'm a Traeger expert now. Actually, I'm not. I just follow the app. Their app is freaking legit and it tells you everything to do and it connects to my Traeger. I can turn it on, turn it off, adjust the temperature. It alerts me when it's reached a certain temperature. There's a little probe that you can put in the meat and it alerts me when the meat has reached the proper internal temperature. Just dings my phone. I can be at church and watch my brisket cook. Isn't that nuts? You can't actually watch it, but I did have that idea. What if there was a camera with a light inside your Traeger?
I thought that'd be a good YouTube channel.
Just watching meat cook. And it's just kind of like that sitting and smiling YouTube channel. He has like 200,000 subscribers and he just sits there and each video is like 5 hours long and he just literally sits there and smiles. And each comment is like, whoa, he blinked it 3 hours, 13 minutes and 50 seconds.
He's always there.
He's just sitting there smiling. A little fun fact of the day. There is a YouTube channel called that, Sitting and Smiling. You should go look at it.
That's not. Here's the thing about Traegers for someone who doesn't necessarily care about the cooking of meats. It is so nice to keep the meat outside.
That applies to like all grills, basically.
No, like I don't cook chicken in my oven or in my kitchen anymore. Like it's all outside.
Ashley loves it.
I am like a sanitization freak show when it comes to meat.
I like it too because there's like drip tray liners and drip bucket liners and it's just all stays outside.
And now I don't have to sanitize my kitchen. And there's not a huge mess in the kitchen.
And it's just a beautiful thing all around. And it just smells beautiful.
Dallin did make the mistake of washing the container for the salmon. I mean, it's not a mistake. It's just like a repercussion of making salmon when you finally wash the container.
Thank you for that correction.
And our whole house smelled like moist, like smoking
moist.
Surprised
you used the word moist twice.
What is the word? Humid fish. Just permeated every room.
Yeah. I don't think I'm allowed to make salmon again at our house unless we like eat it that day so we don't have to store it.
Just makes everything smell.
And then throw the, like the, use and throw away container away and not use like our own Tupperware.
The salmon isn't your favorite of the meats.
I do like a nice smoked salmon, but I could get away with not eating salmon all the time.
Chicken is good.
Chicken is the
daily staple. That one's going to make me cherry pie.
I am. There's pie. People smoke pies and pizza. And we're having neighbors over and we're going to do pizza. You just put the pizza stone in there. Boom. Wood fire oven.
There it is.
So excited for that too.
Okay, guys, we're going to close out the podcast now. Thanks so much for just sitting and talking with us. We hope you had fun. We hope this was like, I don't know. We have fun doing this. So thanks so much for listening. Thank you so much to our supporters. Thank you so much for just sticking with us. This is
We love you guys so much. We get so many messages every day, emails, just like with support for the podcast and suggestions for new podcasts. And sincerely, it's so much fun. We love hanging out with you guys and you're the best. The Dashley family is made of the best people in the whole world, the Dashley community. Love you guys. Okay. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.